Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back. It's another podcast on the same day, mind you. We're fired up, man. When you got good stuff to share, you share it. You don't hold back. I've had so many people say, why do you always give this stuff away for free? Why do you always give this stuff away? Because why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I give it away for free? I think there's so much of a scarcity mindset on this planet of people are like, well, I can't give away that secret because if I give away that secret, then I won't have anything else to sell or market. I want to talk about marketing. I want to talk to you about how I do marketing. I think this is going to be a really good show. That was a weak word. I know that this show is going to be good. This is one you're going to want to go back to and listen to again because it's pretty damn powerful when you are coming from a place where you can make a lot of money. You don't have to be a snake oily, skeezy, sleazy, slimy person that a lot of people are on the internet when they're just trying to make a buck. And you can put your head on your pillow and a very expensive pillow. All right, so why don't we talk about that? My name's Sam Crowley. Gave the boss the middle finger May 6, 2005. Not because I'm a bad guy. I'm actually a really nice guy. I mean, I'm actually a really nice guy. But I'm psychologically unemployable. And if that's you and you're looking to build a dream, then you're going to love this podcast. If you're in human resources and you want to work for the next 75 years and get a paycheck and a gold watch right before you have your massive coronary on a Monday morning between 8 and 10, then this show isn't for you. Anyway, let's dive into marketing, okay? When we're talking about marketing and selling, specifically selling, when you hear the word selling, does it kind of make it like, I'm not a good salesperson, Sam. I don't like to sell. Why do you think most people don't like to sell? Why do you think they don't like to sell? I think I've got the general answer, and that is they don't like rejection. They don't like being told no because they take it personally, which is fine. I mean, I don't like being told no, especially when I believe in something. When someone books a call and I jump on a call and I talk to them about coaching, 95% of the call is listening to them, and they're in a ton of pain. They're in a lot of pain. Now, whether they act on that pain to get out of it, that's a whole different ballgame because you got to help people get out layers and layers and layers of programming to where they can even believe that a better life exists for them. I know it does. Like I'm looking at them thinking, oh my God, do you even see the greatness you have inside? But they might not. And so when they say, I just can't do it. I can't do it right now. That's fine. I don't beat the fish into the boat. The best four-letter word you're going to learn when you want to market and you want to sell, next. N-E-X-T. Next. Don't take it personally. It's okay. It's not that they don't like you. It's that they are not comfortable making a decision right now for whatever it is that you're trying to sell. Okay. So when you're in selling, understand that rule number one, you must have the actual solution to the problem that people have. Because what we do as marketers, I mean, look, everybody's a marketer. I don't care what you do, you're selling. We talk about it all the time. Somebody's getting sold every day on something, all right? You're in a relationship, somebody got sold. In a marriage, somebody got sold, okay? So everybody's getting sold, okay? Now, how do you go about earning income, selling, doing it ethically, and not being a slimy salesperson? Well, make sure that the person you're speaking to, that you actually have the solution to their problem. What is it that you sell? You know, if you're somebody who does social media ads, Facebook ads, things like that, and you're in the business of driving traffic to funnels, to landing pages, so people can build a database and sell products, then you're alleviating what problem? Well, traffic, number one, you're getting traffic. There's only two ways to get traffic on the internet. Either buy it or you get it organically. Only two ways to get it. This podcast is organic traffic. My model is podcasts give away 95% content, probably more. In like 5 seconds, I mentioned go to launchwithsam.com and book a call on my calendar. That's it. 5 seconds, and I might do it 3 times in a 10-minute episode, so that's 15 seconds. So it's probably, 98% of the time I'm delivering content. Do you feel like you're being sold? When you hear me say launchwithsam.com, are you like, oh my God, here we go, it's okay, he wants me to go on his calendar so he can tell me good. No, I want to make sure that you find this podcast valuable. You know, by the way, can you leave a 5-star rating on iTunes? Much appreciated, or wherever you get your podcast, leave a 5-star rating. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So do you have the solution to the problem? The person who's driving traffic to somebody's funnel? The paving people that paved our driveway solved a big problem. We got this 200-year-old farmhouse, and we had a gravel driveway that in heavy rains, we'd have more puddles than the Great Lakes, man. It's like puddle here, puddle there, and in the wintertime, it was crazy. So I had to actually get on their calendar last November. I had to sign the agreement. They had my whole driveway paved. They knocked down a lamppost, took out a little bit of our yard. Now we got this beautiful asphalt driveway, okay? They solved a major problem. It looks beautiful. It is so functional. We can turn our car around now. When people come to visit, they don't have to, you know, do these crazy park in our yard and stuff. It's big. They solved the problem. What problem are you solving? So when you do speak to people and you do marketing, it's easy to have that conversation because you already know you have the solution, you know? And instead of talking about helping people or selling people, I had Dennis Cummins on a while back, a buddy of mine, maybe 5-6 months ago, and he was talking about helping, consultative selling, where you just, look, you're looking to help somebody. I get people on the phone, I try to help them. Right then, I think everyone, and if you're one of the people that have booked that 30-minute call with me, you know you got off that call like, wow, that was a ton of information. Holy cow, I didn't expect to have this much. I'm legitimately looking to help people, and if I help 10 people and one or two come on board as a client, that's a good business model. I like that. Maybe some months, 5 or 6 come on, but I'm not sitting there dialing the phone thing. I think I might have a new client. I'm like, who can I help today? Who can I serve today? Like, because I know 15 years ago when I was a stressed out corporate slave and just like, oh my God, I feel like a fish in a fishbowl. I'd look out the 6th floor window of my office, corner office, beautiful desk, a chair, a couch. It was like, wow, this sucks. That's literally what I would say. Oh my God, I'm a fish. I literally felt like I was swimming inside of a fishbowl, and I wish I could have reached out and called somebody. So you know what I did? Russ Whitney, who was a real estate guru at the time, probably still is. I know he's written a few books. Russ Whitney had a $200 phone call that he would give you the access number, the old teleconference line, and if you put $200 on a credit card, you could call in and listen to him talk to his business associate for an hour. Just eavesdrop. And if they wanted to, they would let you ask questions. Not all the time. Sometimes they did. I did it a few times. $200 for an hour phone call. Who the hell would do? Like, who was dumb enough to do that? I did. I wanted the information. And let me tell you, it was worth it. I didn't look at it as an hour. I looked at it as 15-minute increments. There's 4 of them. So I got every 15 minutes, I felt like, and I was taking notes, though, feverishly. Like, I had a yellow legal pad, I remember. The call wasn't even recorded. You had to take notes. So I had a yellow legal pad that I was just filling up with just tons of information. And I looked at it as $50 every 15 minutes, you know? And if I could get $50 worth of knowledge that I could act on, that's another thing, man. You got to take action on the stuff that you learn. You just can't gather all this knowledge and say, whoop, I'm ready to go. Well, what are you going to do? I don't know, but I know a lot. Okay, but what are you going to do? I don't know, but boy, do I know a lot about Facebook ads. Woo-hoo-hoo. No, you got to take action. You know, I'm speaking in Orlando. I've mentioned it a few times that I'm going to sell from stage. I'm going to have an opportunity for people to do business with me, but not before I make sure that everybody in that room, I sell a podcasting course, everybody in that room could go do it themselves if they wanted to. So I'm going to speak for 90 minutes. 80 to 85 of those minutes is going to be teaching them how to launch their own podcast that if they wanted to do it right now, they could go do it with everything I've taught them, which is always the case. But if you want to do it better and you want to do it faster, then hire me and come on board my podcasting program. That's it. That's what I do with coaching. When people come on board, I'm giving you all this information at absolutely no charge in hopes that you'll do something with it, that you'll take action with it, that you'll go make money with it. You'll go make $1 million and say, hey, Sam, I listened to your podcast in July of 2019. It was the springboard to my dream. You know how many emails I've gotten like that from people over the past 15 years. Dude, I listened to your podcast, and it was exactly, there was one show, and there's always one show. They listen for years, but there's always one show they can go back to and say, this was the one that got me going. So do that. You know, make sure that when I coach people, I make sure that when I get them on the phone, that they could go and take whatever we talk about, actionable items, and they could go do it, man. Like, but if they want to do it faster, we'll build the funnel for them. I launch their podcast for them. We build their entire sales platform for them. We get the message tight. They don't even have to think about anything. All they got to do is show up. That's what I provide. What do you provide? Because I certainly don't feel like I'm selling. I feel like I'm helping. Like, I feel like I'm undercharging and over-delivering. That's the way I feel. But that's not just me. That's how the client feels. Every client, would you have paid more? Yep, sure would have. This was amazing. Was it good or was it good? It was amazing. Great. You know how many times I got that in corporate? Hardly ever. Always dealing with customer complaints because our, you know, people we outsource stuff to couldn't get it done. Contractors couldn't get stuff done. It was crazy, man. I never had control when I was in the corporate world because it was always somebody else's product. Let me tell you something. You know whose product is the easiest to sell? Right, yours. Why? Because you believe in it. There's no other product easier to sell than yours. So why would you make it difficult and feel like, well, I'm not very good at sales? You don't have to be good at sales. Matter of fact, the worse you are at sales, the better your income's going to be, because then people don't think you're a professional salesman. Think about it. How do you like to be sold? You like to be sold. You bought a house, you bought a car, you bought furniture. Maybe you bought patio furniture, you bought a lawnmower, you bought pets, whatever it was. Why? You love the salesperson, right? Most of them. I know not all of them, but most of them. I know the people that I can name the best salespeople. The people have gotten me great mortgages and houses and things like that. I remember those people and I go back to those people. Why? Because they never felt like they were selling me. They always let me buy, but they never felt. I knew they were making a commission. I knew some of them were making a lot of money off me, but it never felt that way. Why? Because they loved it. They loved what they did. And don't, and make no mistake, you don't have to jump through hoops. You don't have to, like, you know, wake up at 3 a.m. and answer somebody's email. That's not it. That's not why I bought from realtors or mortgage companies or, you know, contractors that came in and put on new roofs or something. It wasn't because when I emailed them, they got right back to me in 5 seconds. They got a life. I respect that. I give people 24 hours to get back to me. Or if they send me an email saying I'm on vacation, I'll be back Friday, I'll get to you then. That's fine too. You know what they did? They had a passion for what it is that they love to do and the service they provided. That's all you got to do, guys. You don't got to make it. You don't got to do anything other than just love, 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 love what you do. Love it. Love it, love it. Because selling becomes helping. That's it. Selling becomes helping. And you've got the solution. You already know. You know the problem that your target market has. You already got the solution to it. So don't overcomplicate it. That's Marketing 101 according to you, boy. Sammy C from the Natty. Let's get together. Let's get together. Go to launchwithsam.com. Book your 30-minute call so I can help you make every day Saturday. Have the best day. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.